808s and cold takes. Three dudes and three shit opinions.
Hey, wait.
Test one, two, test.
Can I turn up?
Hello.
My headphones a little bit?
Bitch, I'm a big stepper on these Margellas. Yeah, that's it.
A little better. That's fine, though.
This is at the loudest volume.
Alright.
One, two,
buckle my shoes. We're rolling.
He's playing on your side of the table.
He's playing the SZA song.
This shit sucks.
Put the fucking mic on.
This shit fucking sucks, bro.
Phoebe Bridgers fucking sucks.
We on the yacht.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Oh, we've been recording?
Yeah.
We've been recording.
Welcome back, everybody.
What's up, everyone?
I would like to introduce everyone to my girlfriend, Callie.
It is me. Hello. I'm making my podcast debut.
Me and Carlos are sharing a microphone. I just thought we'd have, because I didn't say hi.
Just to clear the room.
Yeah.
God has entered the chat.
Yeah, it's us.
And by that, I mean the combination of Max and Lo sharing a
They're
mic.
They're sitting really close. I wish you guys could see it. Max head is, to head, sharing the mic.
I'm leaning in for a kiss.
Practically making out with each other.
Today might be the day.
And I would also like to welcome back our special friend here, Mateo, who's been on our show multiple times.
Yes, I'm here too. Ready to talk some shit. Let's do it.
Okay.
I don't like this. I hate this shit. Yo, I might have a mic arm. I might have a mic arm that we could just... So anyway, we're going to do fucking Phoebe Bridgers.
Los is also... I feel like your chair is lower. I feel like we're working with
That chair is bent. Bent out of shape. So, I don't want to start, but we're going to do the record by... Boy Genius. Let's see. I think I have Henry saying it on this somewhere.
We do.
The record by Boy Genius.
The record, the record, record, record by Boy Genius. Boy Genius.
Okay. You know what's even more is when I had to turn that up enough. It's so fucking loud, bro.
Headphone warning.
Okay. Either two of the white people in this room has to start this review. So have fun.
I'm white, but I'm not. I ain't worthy enough of starting this.
It's
one
me.
Off.
I'll be the white girl in the room. It's me. I didn't make you do the review. I said it'd be kind of cute and fun if you reviewed Boy Genius, and you said I'm gonna review Boy Genius, and I said no fucking way.
To be fair, Mister, think about the views.
Yeah, you said. Do you want bitches?
Yeah, I was
and it's me.
I was,
I'm bitches.
I was talking about Melanie Martinez. I don't want these depressed bitches in my whatever.
Yes, the record by Boy Genius. Listen, some of us have listened to the record every single day since it came out. Mm. It might be my top album of the year. I'm just saying.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying.
Shit came out, what, March? Yeah, March 31st.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wasn't
very bold of you to say album of the year. But hey.
I said for me personally.
I'm not going to yuck
so
your
far.
Yum. You
Thank
continue
you.
On.
Thank
Max's
you too.
Album of the year right now is 100 Gex. So.
Yeah. So when did that shit come out?
You know, it's... When did that come out? March?
I think March.
I think early March. Let me look that.
Like
let me look that up.
Second week of March, I think.
Second week of March.
I hate this, bro. I can't keep doing this.
10,000 Gex came out March 17th. So like mid-March.
Two of the most important records of the year.
Yeah.
Anyways, Callie, would you like to share
Callie, go ahead.
Your thoughts? You also give us
My
some
thoughts.
Background here.
Okay, let me share with you. Background history on Boy. Okay, Boy Genius. It's my girl Phoebe Bridgers on the mic, Julian Baker, and Lucy Dacus.
Who are those people? Because nobody who listens to this show knows who those people
That's
are.
That's so true and valid. Julian Baker and Lucy, I don't know, they just make sad girl music. And then they were like, what if we all made sad girl music together? And so they did. And they put out an EP before this. It
was
pretty
it good?
Yeah, so,
it's like,
good.
So it's like
when
the Jordan, Pippen,
out?
And Rodman of white indie girls is what you're
sad
telling me.
Bitches.
Sure. I know, I'm going to be so real with you. I don't know who those people are.
Perfect.
But yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm going to say yes. 2018. That's when the first EP came
These
out.
These bitches
yeah.
are old as fuck.
I want to hear one.
Yeah, and it was real good. And then they like took turns being on each other's albums. And then they said, what if we did it again? And then they put out the record. Mm. And it's delicious. And I love it. Those are my thoughts.
Okay, so
my girlfriend's not depressed.
Out of 10. Out of 10.
We are not depressed.
10? Let me guess. 10?
Maybe like a 9.5. I would also like to go on record and say me and Brayden are seeing them in the pit.
Yes, we are.
Brayden will be in the pit at
you
Boy
Genius.
You finna
be in the pit, Callie?
We're finna be in the pit. Boy Genius, yeah.
Fucking sucks.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what that experience is gonna be like, but...
It's gonna be like, okay, here's the thing.
That's gonna be the worst pit of all time.
Shut up. No, they're really funny, you guys. Phoebe Bridgers is actually, they're really funny, and then they make sad girl music.
And the crowd goes mild.
They go... Open up the pit,
silent auction show. Nobody,
I'm gonna go hard in the pit. Don't worry. I'm gonna start
Kyoto,
the pit.
I will be happy if she does Kyoto.
It's her biggest song.
It's not her biggest
song.
You're lying.
That's not Phoebe Bridgers' biggest song.
No,
it's a solo song though.
Her biggest song is probably Motion Sickness.
If I look it up and it's Kyoto, I get to kiss Carlos.
Okay.
Carlos been praying for times like these.
Are we counting songs with features before or like songs that are hers first?
Songs that are hers. It's gonna be Motion Sickness.
Dude, I was one off. The Motion Sickness was the only one in front of Kyoto.
Yeah, you're right.
The only song in front of Kyoto was Motion Sickness.
The other ones
some of us listen
and
to
I don't even know what that song
day.
Is. I've never heard this in my
yes,
life.
You have. Yes, you have. It blew up on TikTok.
This shit sucks.
You were 2 seconds ago.
So basically, we're starting this review
Phoebe Bridgers fucking sucks.
Flying colors.
So basically, this review is me going, hey guys, this sad Indigo music is so good. And the whole table going, no.
Me and Los, just we
but that's okay.
Carlos, it's time for your thoughts.
Carlos,
I can't
share
comment
your
on them,
the
but
class.
Know that I wish I could.
Oh, you're not done with your thoughts? Or you...
My thoughts are, is it is great, and I love it.
She said 9.
She said 9.5.
We gotta fix that.
Los fucking right. Sucks.
Dude, bro, I just played the. Never mind.
Oh, my bad. It's because I thought. But yeah, I did like this album. I will say, though, more in like a relaxed mood. So, like, I can't imagine myself playing this while I'm at work dealing with like people in Phoenix. It's going to be such a weird, like, mood setter, like, putting on sad music while I'm dealing with work and shit. That's just going to be all kinds of sad. But yeah, Under a Certain Mood, yeah, I can fuck with this album heavy. $20, yeah, that was, I'd say that was, like, a good beginner. Then, like, songs like Emily, I'm Sorry, like, the more slow songs, that's when it's just, like, it just becomes too relaxing to where I just kind of, like, go out a little bit of it. But luckily, there is a good balance of songs like $20. Like, my personal favorite one, no surprise, it's Satanist.
That's also my favorite. That's also my favorite.
That was going to be my pick also.
That song is so good, you guys.
See,
that's
I'm
fair. That's
by
valid.
People of culture,
what's,
you feel me?
What's my favorite song on the album?
I thought yours was...
You should have waited for your part of the review to give that information.
I thought yours was Leonard Cohen, wasn't it?
Dude, I didn't save Satanist.
You're stupid.
How does it feel to be wrong at the table? We
have... Max fucking sucks.
Yeah, that's for everybody. But yeah, overall, I do fuck with this album. It's just, it has to be under a certain mood, but even then, like, it works pretty good. Like, I can see myself, like, if I'm more in, like, I'm driving around just running errands, I can see myself playing Satanist and... $20 in the car just relaxing. But yeah.
Does this album make you feel sad?
I didn't even need this album to feel that way.
Oh my god.
Jesus
that.
Christ. Most fucking sucks.
My bad, y'all.
But I was... let me start over. I was talking to
the mic.
Callie or Brayden about this. I think it might have been Brayden, but I was saying, like, music doesn't necessarily... Like, music that's objectively sad... Like, that has sad tones isn't what makes me sad about music.
Oh,
it's
I
like
think that was
emotion.
Me and Brayden.
It was probably both me. Because we were talking about, like, songs that make you cry or some shit like that. did this album make you, I know it made your dumbass sad, Callie, but like the rest of you, did you feel a type of way emotionally after listening to this?
No, I did not.
Whoa!
Here's what I'll say, and I'll
comfortably numb right there.
Comfortably numb.
I will save the majority of my comment for my when it's my turn to review, but I mean, it's not like, here's the thing, like for me, you got to be in a certain type of mood to listen to this stuff. Like, I know Carlos was saying, like, this is like a good, like, if you're running errands, you're doing whatever, like, this is kind of good. See, for me, it's like, you got to be in that mood where, like, you're lonely as shit. You know what I mean? And like, it's like 3 a.m. You're thinking about that ex-girlfriend that'll never come back, you know? Like, that's when you listen.
This album is so good, it makes it feel like she's holding me again.
Talk about a niche.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, I'll save the rest of my comments, but yeah, no, this album didn't really make me sad, because this is also quite definitely the definition of female manipulator music.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. That's so true, and that's fair.
I just gotta put that on the record.
That's
but
valid.
It's good. It's a good record. It's a good record. I'll save some other comments for later, but that's how I feel about that.
Carlos, what about you? I just asked you that, huh?
No, I don't think it does. It doesn't make me too sad. It's just I can recognize like it's supposed to be a sad album, but otherwise it's just relaxing to me. But for my overall rating, I'm feeling a 7. A 7 is pretty cool.
Brayden, did this album make you sad?
If I'm in a mood to listen to sad music, I'll put on sad music. But like, yeah, this shit is so sad that like it's hard for me to hear this sometimes, because it's just like it just brings the mood down. I'm like, fuck. Emily, I'm Sorry is really good, but songs like Revolution Zero.
Oh, I love that song.
Letter to an Old Poet.
I think that might have been my favorite one.
God, wait, really? Can I tell you about Letter to an Old Poet real fast?
No,
real fast,
my turn to review.
No, shut up. I hate you.
2 out of 10.
Shut the fuck up. Listen, Letter to an Old Poet. Okay, at the end of Letter to an Old Poet, it's a callback to their first EP. So the verse where she says,
are you talking about Letter to an Old Poet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where she says, I want to be happy.
You already told me.
I'm ready. And their first EP, it's a song called Me and My Dog, and she says, I want to be emaciated.
Whoa!
So, you know, we're, like, growing.
I'm too stupid to know what that word means.
I'm going to listen to my ignorant.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to listen to my stupid tunes.
Grow into a school in Mesa, Arizona.
Sucks. Fucking sucks.
I was going to say, I think 90% of this room did.
Yeah.
I'm fucking dinosaur.
Emaciated is, like, you are so... you have no energy because you have not eaten or slept or drank or ate.
Damn,
or
bitch,
done anything.
Get a meal.
You were just like, loving.
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting that it's so loud. Because I have to turn it up for the other ones. Okay. 1 second. Okay, that's good.
Anyways. So,
that is all. That's my fun fact to share with the class.
So she is happier now, right?
Yeah. It's just that she wants to be happy. Well, you know?
We will see.
We're making strides.
Callie moment.
Listen, I would also like to say, there's a common theme of I go, oh my gosh, I love this song, and I send it to Brayden, and he's all, this is the saddest song I've ever heard, actually. So,
and then he'd be playing it in the car while we're driving to a concert,
which is so funny.
I gotta get ready for the
dude.
Review.
I fucking hate this kid. Ever since this guy, by the way, audience, I have a circle, like, I don't know how you guys really view friendships, but mine's kind of like a circle going outward. And I have like an inner circle of friends that connect me to other friends, and those people I consider my closest. And Brayden and Callie are both in there. So I've known Callie for a long time, and I've known Brayden for a long time, and now they're together, and it's my living hell. Because we'll be driving.
It's all over for
me. We're driving to fucking any show, and this guy's like, well, let me play some Chili Peppers B-sides real quick. Let me play the Beatles. Do you want to listen to Revolver? And it's like, dude, what has Pussy done to you, man? Like, I don't have him.
Bring
he's
me
not,
back,
he's
I don't
not,
know what you're talking about.
He's not mine anymore, man. I'm not ready to give up on it, but, bro, heaven forbid this man get the aux nowadays. Dude, holy shit.
I think that's my contribution to society.
I think you're being a little overdramatic.
I think
obviously I'm being overdramatic.
Max is never dramatic.
I think you're being kind of a whiny bitch.
Brayden fucking sucks.
Yeah, that's all I had to say. That's my review, actually.
You give it two?
Oh, no. That whole spiel about the Ox.
That's his review of the album.
I'll give my review. I liked how short this was. and that's not... That sounds bad, but I like short albums, so like I actually enjoyed how short.
I can back this up.
Dude, I think Kenna wanted to be on this, I can't lie. But we didn't have enough mics anyway.
Shout out, Kenna.
So this album was cool. I did actually like it more than I thought I would about 3 weeks ago. But now I don't like it.
Oh?
And I don't like to listen to it, and I'm pretty over it.
Right.
Basically, bro. I don't know. I really was fucking with it. Let me see. What is this song?
Golden Pool.
I like this song.
What song are you playing?
We're in Love. I think that
of
was
all the songs.
Of all
you
the
like
songs?
That one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the reason why I didn't give it a 10 is because I really wanted to. I like lyrically. I like We're in Love, but like
you don't like the slow.
Sonically,
this sounds like Joni Mitchell,
favorite.
And I fucked
it does
with Joni.
Sound like Joni Mitchell.
Shout out Joni. I didn't mind that song, and I liked Cool About It and Not Strong Enough and Revolution Zero, and I don't think I like $20. You guys are talking.
That's like the Phoebe song. Okay.
Fuck Phoebe Bridgers.
Well, you're liking all the Phoebe songs.
Oh, man.
Max, you can tell which one.
Max fucking sucks.
My favorite part about this album is you can tell like who wrote which songs.
I can't. I don't fucking know the other two, bro.
Well, that's why I'm here, so.
What?
Shut up.
Album. Are they in a group or something?
No, they're solo artists.
They're just... Yeah. How many monthly listeners do they have, do you think?
Let's look.
Yeah, take a look.
I got
me,
it pulled bro. Up. Don't worry. I got
if it's
seats.
Under 100,000, I get to kiss
it's
Carlos.
It's not under 100,000. I'm so sorry.
If it's under 500,000, I get to kiss Carlos.
Jillian Baker has 440,000 monthly
Fuck
listeners.
Fuck her up.
440,666.
Watch your back, Carlos.
Watch your back, Carlos.
Holy shit.
Lucy Dacus has 1,461,238 monthly listeners.
I was going to say, she's probably the next most popular
dick in your
one.
Mouth.
I've heard of her shit before.
No, and Phoebe, drum roll please.
She's popular. I do think the We're in Love song is my least favorite song. Which
really?
Is her song.
That one's mine too, which is so sad because lyrically, I did cry.
That song was sad, and that's why I liked it. That song was actually fucking sad. Because
you might like Lucy Dacus.
I doubt it. I hate her already.
Shut up. Phoebe Bridgers has 8,899,576 Jeez. Monthly listeners.
I'm going to give this, I'm going to be nice and just rate it how I was feeling when I was on it, because I really did like it. It was like a 7 out of 10. That being said, don't ask me anything else about it.
All right.
Beautiful. My favorite part of the album is when it ended, personally. no, I'm kidding. Okay, you know what? Okay, no, on some real shit. Okay, this is what I'll say about the album. So the intro, the With You, Without You, Without Them, I appreciate just straight vocals.
Before him, who would I be without you, without them?
That's cool. And then it goes right into $20, which is a little more upbeat. And it's cool. I like that. It's a cool vibe. But like I said earlier, this is not something I would turn on if I was feeling sad, if I was feeling depressed or whatnot. I mean, a lot of you guys know my music taste. I mean, I like a lot of high energy stuff. And even when I'm into like my sad phases, I'll be listening to.
You put me on to some new grungy type of shit, bro. Like,
see, that's the thing. That exactly. Like, that's the kind of shit that I'm listening to when I'm like wanting to feel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So this doesn't do it for me. I agree with Carlos. Satanist is probably the best song on this album. $20 on Ironic. I know I just talked about that one. It's probably number two for me, but I don't know. It's not for me. I don't shop at Target. So.
Okay.
So,
damn, bro.
Take my review with a grain of salt, because this is not up my alley. But
numbers, Teo. What's your number?
I'll give it a 3.5.
Ooh.
Half for the intro outro of the album actually being good. And you know what? I will give the album credit. Usually, albums, the very last song is always the worst song in the album.
That's not true.
not the case with this album, I will say. Letter to an Old Poet is not a bad one. But yeah.
Okay.
But.
Yeah,
I really liked it a lot more when it also, like, kind of like Max, I liked it a lot more when I first heard it. Not that it, like, I don't know, like, also kind of like Mateo and Los, this just isn't really in my wheelhouse normally. I prefer more upbeat and high, more high energy stuff. And not that Phoebe and Lucy and Julian don't have a lot of energy. I think at times they bring out a lot of energy in each other, a lot more than at least I've heard. I heard Punisher when it came out, and I did like it a lot for a lot of like the more upbeat songs like Kyoto.
Young Lean is better.
Do you guys like Clara more than Phoebe Bridgers?
Oh, I absolutely like Clara more than
Callie,
Phoebe Bridgers.
Callie, I'm looking at you.
Oh, dude, Flamin' Hot Cheetos so was going sorry. In the football locker room.
This
dude.
Guy.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Carlos?
Yeah, I'd probably pick Clara.
Good.
I would have had to spank you. Callie, you
like
say what?
Clara.
Hell yeah.
God. Fucking love Clara.
Tell me to say Clara.
I hate to put Callie by herself, but I do also
Listen,
like Clara.
Dude,
more.
Clara.
It's okay.
Clara
I'll
made
hold
amoeba.
My own.
And Phoebe Bridgers is still sad. That's
Callie,
all I gotta say.
Callie, can you leave the room so that Brayden can freely talk about Clara?
Let me just...
Now that she's gone.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck Phoebe Bridgers. Fuck Bad Boy as a record label, as a staff, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to get down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too.
Anyways. Yeah, like the more upbeat songs in here where they have more energy, like Not Strong Enough, $20, Satanist, and Anti-Curse, definitely my favorites. Of the slow songs, I really like True Blue. True Blue like has a really good kind of energy, good vibe to it. I really like the energy on that one a lot. Other than that, though, I don't think I'm going to go back to a lot of these. I'll give this album a 6. Because there's songs that I liked, and there's songs that I'll go back to.
Just me.
But
that's okay.
More than me. How many songs are you going to go back to, approximately?
Maybe one for me.
At least 5.
That's 5 more
you
than
You played
me.
Cool About It the other day, Max.
Yeah, no, I put everything, how I listen to music, I have one playlist a month, okay? And at the end of the year, I put them all together. And I have 4 of the Boy Genius songs on my monthly playlist for April. So I've been listening and I got sick of it, dude. I was like, okay, I can't, especially because I've been listening to a lot of like Sam X and Z-Lu and Young Haze. Like I've been listening to the boys lately and they are just a lot happier.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm just like, especially like Z-Lu and Young Haze. Shout out them, bro. But yeah, like I can't go listen to Waterfalls and then listen to that stupid Boy Genius album and feel anything. But I feel like it's an album that I'll go back to in like 6 months and be like, that was pretty fun. Not fun, sad.
Yeah. But I liked it though. I don't think any of these songs are bad. It's just not for me as much. It's not my usual rotation. So.
Well, you're seeing them live.
I am.
So.
Does anybody else have anything to say about Boy Genius, or are we done?
I have nothing else to say.
Callie?
Although I will say, it's okay. I'm a hater. I'm
That's
a D1
okay.
hater for this album, but it's okay. It's not bad. It's a good album.
That's okay. No hard feelings. It's fine.
I hope there was.
I'm so angry, Teo.
I actually wanted there
we're
to be.
We're actually going to... Me and Teo are actually fighting in Max's backyard.
Pay-per-view tonight! Teo, the Verde Valdez versus...
anyone else have any last things to say?
No.
Thanks for having me on the pod, you guys.
Yeah, of course.
You're never welcome back.
Thank you.
Max, say that again.
I'll be back.
Microphone.
I'll be back. Don't worry. Put me on. Put me in, coach.
We will have you and Talia and probably hopefully many more back on the show.
Talia's here, by the way. Talia, love of my life in the corner, is here.
Talia, yell for the
she's
microphone.
She's playing. What are you playing? Tell the people.
I'm playing Township. Everyone should get online and join my co-op.
What that mean?
Stop trying to get my audience to play iPad games with you, man.
What that mean?
I'm going to download that game right now, actually. Me and Talia are going to be friends on Township.
Dude, it literally, that game is literally like one of them
one of them ad games like that you see on TikTok, and she downloaded
I've
it.
Ads.
Dude, show them your town right now. Turn that iPad around.
Let me see it.
That's like a month of play, bro.
Holy shit!
I'm so impressed.
That's like
actually.
Not. It looks like knockoff Clash of Clans.
Actually,
essentially, it is with no war.
Look at Not you.
Yeah, bro, she's
an entrepreneur.
It. Not really. She just plays video games. It's taken away precious time from our relationship.
Our relationship is actually
on
the rocks. We're on thin ice. She's playing Genius. Town.
She's seeing a therapist as we speak.
All right, we're done. All right,
bye. Shout out to the whites. Peace.
Thank you for listening to 808s and Cold Takes.